Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Girish Nelivigi, urologist and andrologist from Nelivigi Multispeciality and Urology Hospital, Belandur, Bangalore. Welcome to Urology for Everyone, which is our podcast channel to discuss about common urological topics. Today, I will be discussing on the link between kidney disease and hypertension. This is not strictly a urological topic, but more of a nephrology topic. But because it is so common, I thought we should discuss about it. Hypertension or high blood pressure is a common condition that affects millions of people worldwide. While it is often thought of as a condition that can only affect the heart, high blood pressure can also affect the kidneys. Our kidneys plays an important role in regulating blood pressure. When blood pressure is high, it can damage the small blood vessels in the kidneys and cause them to lose their filtering ability. This can lead to a buildup of waste products in the blood, which can lead to kidney damage or even kidney failure over time. Conversely, kidney disease can also cause hypertension. When the kidneys are damaged, they may release hormones that may cause blood vessels to narrow, leading to an increase in blood pressure. The link between hypertension and kidney disease is especially important because both conditions can have serious consequences for your health. Hypertension can increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases. Kidney disease also leads to a buildup of toxins in the body, which can cause a wide range of symptoms like fatigue, nausea, swelling in the legs and feet. So what can you do to reduce your risk of developing hypertension and kidney disease? The good news is that there are many lifestyle changes and treatments that can help. One of the most important things that you can do is to maintain a healthy weight. Being overweight or obese can increase your risk of hypertension and kidney disease. Eating a balanced diet that is low in sodium and high in fruits, vegetables and whole grains can also help keep your blood pressure in check. Regular exercise is very important. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise, such as brisk walking or cycling, most days of the week. Quitting smoking and limiting your alcohol intake can also help lower your blood pressure and reduce your risk of kidney disease. If you have hypertension or kidney disease, your doctor may recommend medications to help manage your condition. There are many different types of medications available, like ACE inhibitors, ARBs, diuretics, etc. But your doctor will work with you to find the right medication or combination of medications to help keep your blood pressure under control and protect your kidneys. To sum it up, hypertension and kidney disease are closely linked, and both conditions can have serious consequences for your health. By making lifestyle changes such as maintaining a healthy weight, doing regular exercises and eating a balanced diet, and by working with your doctor to manage your condition, you can help protect your kidneys and reduce your risk of developing hypertension and kidney disease. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I'll be back with you again to discuss urological topics.